You're tuned into Madiba's Radio, broadcasting live from Nelson Mandela University.
I have fought against white domination. And I have fought against death domination. I have studied the idea of a democratic and free society, in which all persons live together in harmony and with equal opportunity. It is an idea which I hope to live for and to achieve. But if need be, it is an idea for which
I
am prepared to die.
Nelson Mandela University. Change the world. You're tuned into Madiba's Radio. Changing the world, one voice at a time.
It is that time. It is that time again. Welcome to Madiba's Radio podcast, because we connect, inform, and engage, of course. And listen, I got to introduce myself. My name is Gcoke Thello Ndlovu. I like to call myself the brightest star on the airwaves. Once Gcix is on your airwaves, nothing will ever be the same. And today on Science Package / The Law Show, because we love this mixture, we love staying iconic, we love just giving you all the facts that's going around, just in our world, in NMU, in Eastern Cape, wherever you are. Get comfortable, stay chilled, and just feel the vibes, because today we have a lot to unpack. Something's good, something's a bit sad. So right now, I'm debating as to whether I want to start with the bad news or the good news. But I feel like we should start with the bad news, because recently, actually, something that has happened locally in Nelson Mandela Bay, not even in just Nelson Mandela Bay, but in Summerstrand, that is so tragic. And I feel like we need to get into that, because it just communicates how unsafe NMU is becoming. And it's such a cause for concern that is really should be addressed. Now, if you don't know, last night, which was the 13th of October, a tragedy happened. Now, the university had put out a statement as Nelson Mandela University is shocked and deeply saddened by the tragic incident that occurred at an off-campus student accommodation in Summerstrand, where students were attacked during a break-in at their residence, resulting in the passing of one student, while the other student sustained injuries and is currently receiving medical care. Now, this is so sad to think that students are not even safe in our residences, and it causes a larger conversation about student safety and what is the university doing about this. Because when an adult moves to res, you are under the guidance that, like, it is safe. You can trust yourself. You can trust the environment around you that, listen, nothing bad is going to happen to me. So now the fact that even reses are not safe, and the fact that people are unfortunately getting killed in a place that's supposed to be safe by people, because it's when you see across social media about what are people saying, I feel like everybody has a lot to say about this. Understandably so, because it could be anyone. It could be your friend. It could be somebody you know, somebody you don't know. And even if it's someone you don't know, I still feel like this is so important to address, because at the end of the day, we all need to care for each other, and we all need to spread awareness about the injustices that occur around the university. Not even just around our university, but across the world, because if we don't care, then who will? So I feel like this is so tragic, and I love the way the university had put out a statement where they extended their heartfelt condolences to the families, the friends, and peers of the student who passed away, as well as providing counseling and other psychosocial support for the affected students and other people who were there and did experience this tragedy. Now, this is so sad, because as somebody who also resides in Summerstrand, I know that, yes, people can regard Summerstrand as safe, but it's not really that safe anymore, because as students now, we can't walk at night anymore, because we're like, you can get robbed, you can get kidnapped, you can get hurt. You know, there's so many things that now hinder you from truly enjoying the area that now we reside in, some of us. And I feel like, especially like if you're a student who maybe has classes late at night, or you just, maybe you're visiting a friend in Summer Strand or whatever it's going down, or even just walking to and from campus, I feel like this incident now just adds that extra layer of fear. And I do know that although, yes, Protection Services does patrol around Summer Strand, I feel like it's limited to Gomery Avenue. I feel like the most deep I've seen the Protection Services patrol Summer Strand is like Gomery Avenue, sometimes Percy Owens, never Reuben, not Admiralty. Yeah, once you get high into Summer Strand, it's like they're not there for us. And I do feel like, yes, one could argue that, you know, we can rely on other security services such as Atlas and other security. I haven't seen any other security in the area, actually. But besides that point, I do feel like there needs to be more done to protect the students, because we want to stay safe. Especially because I've noticed that we as students are targeted the most, because, you know, you can be walking and you have a phone, you have a laptop, you have all these materials that are for studying. And unfortunately now, there are people who are taking advantage of that. So, of course, to conclude on this topic, I hope all of you out there stay safe. And once again, we send our deepest condolences to the family and friends of the person who unfortunately lost their life, and the person as well, and everybody else who was affected, who's currently in hospital, who's currently traumatized by this, because it is a traumatizing thing to experience a robbery and just violence in general. It's very traumatizing. And once again, we send our deepest condolences. So stay safe, everyone. Lock your doors. Don't go out at night. And if you have to, go out with people. Always stay vigilant, always stay aware, and just be on your best behavior. And at the same time, in as much as we as people need to take our own precautions, I do feel like the university and the community at large also needs to now basically, you know, like keep us safe and have more measures to keep the students safe. I want to see patrollers or Protection Services everywhere. Like, I want to see them on Admiralty Way. I want to even see them by Second Ave, because listen, we need the patrols everywhere, and they need to be keeping us safe and also at all times, because hey, it's whether it's at night or during the day, we need to stay safe. So hopefully the university can see them like, yo, these students need to be kept safe, because we can't be having this. We cannot be having this, especially as exams are approaching. And now, too, having to deal with such tragedies, it's just so sad. But, of course, we send our deepest condolences, and we hope that we all stay safe and sound. But speaking of lightening things up, in our next discussion now, of course, we are going all the way to Durban, because Durban is deciding they're going to do something special for us, as they are going to host the 2025 Ocean Racing World Championship. Now, if you don't know, from October 17th to 19th October 2025, Durban will be the center of the ocean paddling world, with the Durban Undersea Club as the hub for this championship. Now, if you want to know what is going down, 500 paddlers from across the world, across the country, are expected to compete. Now, the DUC, which is the Durban Undersea Club, will serve at, well, the club is located in Durban Central by the port. So that's very interesting. We love that. We love to see it. So their club will host this event, and their headquarters will act as the starting point. So now, house athletes will be equipped, athletes will have the equipment there in their headquarters, as well as having the prize ceremony happen at the headquarters. It's about to go down at the headquarters. It's about to go down. Now, this is what's going to happen. Races will start from the headquarters and head towards Amanzimtoti, which is 28 kilometers with a northeast wind. So Amanzimtoti is 28 kilometers south from Durban Central. So they're going to be paddling all the way there, as well as to Westbrook Beach, which is 34 kilometers southwest of Durban. 28 and 34 kilometers is a long time. That's a long distance. You The fact that walking 5 kilometers is a lot. Imagine paddling 28 kilometers, 34 kilometers. Now, these people are fit as hell. Now, an out and back course to Mhlanga may also be used in a scenario where conditions are looking a bit rough. You know, hey, weather is always unpredictable. So, and I love how the DUC has a backup plan for this, that like, hey, if going to Masantoti or Westbrook is looking shaky, we can go up to the north coast to Mhlanga. And another thing is, if that's also not feasible, an inshore triangular around the port will also be used for this event, or Durban Harbour. A course along the Durban Harbour will be used. So at least, you know, they're prepared for anything. Anything can happen, and they got it locked in. Now, the Eteguina Municipality has approved this partnership with the International Canoe Federation and Paddle Sports South Africa. Now, listen, partnerships on partnership. The municipality is on this. The IFC is on this. Paddle Sports Africa is on this. Everybody and their mama is on this. And we love to see this collaboration, because not only does this help with tourism, but this helps the local community of Eteguini really build up, because we know that, you listen, the metros are, not to say the metros are in their flop era, because that's a very, that's a scandalous term to say, but I will be saying that, you know, don't quote me. This is not coming from me, but it is coming from me. You know, Eteguini Municipality has been struggling a bit, especially when it comes to tourism and management. Yeah, it's looking a bit murky. So hopefully such events can help the city get back into its golden era. Now, the municipality will also provide financial and in-kind support with allocated funds around 390,000 rand. That's a lot of money. So they got the budget ready. They got the budget ready. They got the people ready. They got the sports ready. It's about to go down, of course, on the 17th to the 19th. Of October 2025. Now, this contract with Paddle Sport as well as with the municipality is for 1 year, with options to extend for 3 years. So who knows, maybe this could be an event that could happen to this year, next year, and the year after. Now, hosting this event is expected to boost Durban's international profile in the sports world. I remember at some point Durban was also supposed to host the Commonwealth, and then plans fell through, so that was kind of sad. So hopefully after this they could host it again. I mean, they did bid for Cape Town as well, but hey, let me not show my bias. I mean, we love Cape Town too, but I feel like it would be cool for Durban to host it, if you catch my drift as to why I'm like, I feel like such events, or even PE, I feel like PE could be a great place to host such an event. Like, So props to Durban for hosting, and is going to host such a beautiful event. They better post the content. Listen, if I had the funds, I'll be there in Durban right now watching the paddlers get into it. Would I paddle? I would try it out. I'm always for trying out anything under the sun. So one day is one day. Who knows? Maybe one day I'll also be paddling to Masantoti. Yay, 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 yay. You know, and just getting down to it. You only live once. And speaking of only living once, in as much as so many things are happening on our planet, it is time to go interstellar. It is time to go into the universe, because listen, there is a strange rogue planet that has been spotted in our, not in our atmosphere, but in our galaxy. The way I actually forgot the word for galaxy. I was like, is it galaxy? Like, what do you call, like, space? But it's galaxy, from my knowledge, it's galaxy. Now, to get into the tea, astronomers have observed a rogue planet wandering through space, not bound by any star, engaging in a dramatic binge of gas and dust, in behavior of a star, then a planet. Now, I'm pretty sure you're listening to me like, girl, rogue planet, it's a star, but it's also a planet. What's going on? Like, what the hell is a rogue planet? Now, a rogue planet doesn't orbit any star. It drifts freely throughout space. They're hard to detect because they don't reflect starlight. They exist in perpetual darkness. So it's in that in-between stage where it's not a planet, but it's also not a star. It's interesting. It's basically this ball of gas and dust, and just like, it just comes together and it just goes as one big entity. That's what a rogue planet is. Now, the origin of such objects is uncertain. It might be due because low-mass objects that form like stars or like the debris of other planets or like stones or asteroids and are now coming together and it creates this large mass thing that just is floating and is just looking so pretty and has so much gravity towards it. So it's quite interesting. It's very interesting. Now, this thing, this rogue planet, we're going to call it, is called CHA 1107-7626. That's the scientific name. But, you know, that's to be saying numbers out here is too complicated. So we're just going to go with the code name CHA. So code name CHA, our little girlie CHA, is 620 light years away in the constellation Chameleon. 620 light years away. That's far. That's very far. Hey, one thing about space is huge. Space is so huge. But I feel like that's what makes it interesting because it's so huge and we've only explored so little of it. And I hope one day the technology advances to the point where, listen, we can go all the way to constellation Chameleon in an hour, hopefully. Is that going to be possible anytime soon? I mean, the fact that we have AI, I'm pretty sure we could do it. I mean, hey, I was going to say something controversial, but that's a conspiracy theory. But you know what? I'm going to drop it. If US could have gone to, was in the 60s. Yes, it was in the 60s. If the US went to space in the 60s and went to the moon and was able to come back from the moon in the 60s, this is very possible. This is very possible. Although I have my own conspiracy theory as to whether they actually went to the moon, but let's not get political. Let's not get political because that's its own conversation. But all I'm going to say is that bombastic side, but that's a whole nother conversation. Now, our rogue planet CHA has a mass of 5 to 10 times that of Jupiter. And if you know Jupiter, Jupiter is heavy. Jupiter is huge. Jupiter is like the biggest planet in our solar system. So the fact that it's heavier than Jupiter is interesting. It's very interesting. And not only that, it's still very young, around 1 to 2 million years old. I mean, to think that we are saying young is like 1 to 2 million years is crazy, but that's just astronomy. Like, that's just astronomy. If you're 2 million years old, you're a baby. So if you're 21, 19, 25, don't think you're old, okay? Because our baby girl CHA is older than that, and she is still regarded as a baby. So don't fret. Do not fret. Now, in August, astronomers recorded the planet accreting matter. Now, if you don't know what accreting means, it's basically meaning like expanding and like kind of expanding and merging together. So how I would like to define accreting is basically like, what is a way to kind of give this example? Like, a washing machine? I'm not sure if that's a great example, but like a washing machine, how it like merges the clothes together and it spins type of thing. That's like accreting basically. So in this case, it's like the debris from asteroids and planets and dust and all that is coming together and spinning and like merging, but also kind of growing at the same time. But I guess in a washing machine, your clothes don't grow. I mean, they could, but you know, That would be sus. That would be very sus. But yeah, that's what accreting means. Now, the astronomers recorded the planet accreting matter at an astonishing rate about 6 billion tons per second. That's so fast. Like, that's actually crazy. I mean, listen, 6 billion tons per second, that's insane. Now, that rate is about 8 times faster than just a few months earlier. So it's been increasing speed since August and now in October. So imagine now how huge it is now and how heavy it is now. Because this is the strongest accretion episode ever recorded for an object of planetary mass. Now, I'm pretty sure you're wondering, why is this significant? Like, why are we learning about CHA and what CHA is doing and its accretion and it's just being heavier than Jupiter? Why is this important? Now, such entrenched accretion is typically a star-like behavior, not something expected for planets. Now, the chemical composition of the surrounding disk changed during the event as water vapor was detected in the disk during the accretion, but not beforehand. So, that's interesting, because it's like, now the real question is that if water can be detected during the secretion, what does this mean for us? Who knows? Maybe one day when the accretion has concluded, maybe we could go live there. Maybe we found another Earth. I think that's crazy, and I love that. Not to sound like a colonizer, but I feel like it will be interesting for us humans to go to chat and explore it, and maybe, you know, habitat. But at the same time, that's a bit controversial. But who knows? Now, magnetic activity appears to have played a role helping funnel material towards the object again, a process familiar in stellar formation. Now, these findings suggest that some planetary mass objects might form similarly to stars from collapsing clouds of gas and dust with their own accretion disks going through growth spurts. So, char is growing, and the faster the char is growing, the bigger it gets. And slowly but surely, char could also be a planet in our solar system. Not today, not tomorrow, maybe not years from now, but probably a million years from now. And that's the beef I have with space, is the fact that things take so much time to happen. Like, I want to see Cha in our solar system now. I want to go outside at night and look at Cha and be like, okay, hey girl, how you doing? But at the same time, if it's growing this fast, then I'm pretty sure soon we're going to see it. But hopefully, in our lives, we can get to see it. If not, that's okay too. Maybe our descendants will be able to see such a beautiful phenomenon. But it is quite interesting to see how so many things are happening in our solar system day by day. And as somebody who, I wouldn't say I'm like deeply interested in astronomy, I feel like I'm more in the astrology aspect of things when it comes to planets in our solar system. But that's a whole nother topic. But in the astronomy world, I feel like it's so interesting to see that each day so many things are going down, and with so many things going down, you never know what could happen. I think the greatest fear, not to say it's a fear, but it is a fear, is that one day an asteroid could just hit Earth and we could never know. And that's what makes life so unpredictable. We're getting very philosophical right now, but you know, just think about that when you're living your life and just be like, listen, if char can develop in such a short amount of time, then anything can happen in our solar system. Good things and bad things. So where I'm going with this message is that make sure to always do what you need to do. Live life to the fullest, because you never know when it's the end. You never know when exactly your time is up, and you never know when exactly everything is up. So not to sound dark, but I want this to be more motivational. So as you go about your day, as you go about your life, make sure you're living it to the fullest. Do for the plot. Like, live life to the plot. Even if the plot can get shaky, even if the plot can look a bit tricky, you know, that don't matter. You still do things for the plot, because at the end of the day, as long as you're safe, as long as you're conscious, and as long as you learn from your mistakes, it's all right. Because who knows, maybe you could do some side plots and you can end up on Cha. Who knows? But of course, this has been an amazing discussion, an amazing episode. We've discussed so many things, from the tragedy that has happened in NMU and how we as students need to be safe. And I feel like the university needs to take this incident as a wake-up call to be like, listen, we need these students to feel safe in their residences, on campus, everywhere they go. Even if they go out of the city, NMU needs to be there for us. Yes, I'm saying that, you know. Even if you're like, go on a holiday in Jeffreys Bay, protection services must be there with you and helping you. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of safety we want. And then, of course, we also spoke about the Durban Undersea Club and their event on the 17th to the 19th of October. Listen, if I had the funds, I would be there. So if you know anybody who's going to be in Durban this week, plug us. You know, who knows, you can have a road trip. And to the athletes and the paddlers who are taking part of the event, we wish you the best. Stay safe as well. Paddle with care. Because, hey, you know, the ocean can get dangerous. The ocean can get very dangerous. But have fun, because we love sports. We love having a good time. And lastly, for our rogue planet, Cha, I would like to say, listen, we love you, girl. We love you, girl, and continue growing. Just don't damage Earth. Like, we still have a lot to do. But this has been Science Package / Law Show here on Madiba's Radio. Of course, engage with us on all social media platforms, X, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. You can even find us on LinkedIn. Who knows? Send us through a DM. Who knows? You could get a job here. You can sit right here with me and we can spill some nice science tea. But of course, engage with us on our social media platforms. And to find me, my name is Tsuko Kitsalo Ndlovu. And on Instagram, I go by Tsuko.kit. I just got my Instagram name wrong. Apologies for that. My Instagram name is Kitsalo.tsuko. And my Facebook name is Tsuko K Ndlovu. So follow me on all social media platforms to continue this conversation. Whether we're talking science, whether we're talking entertainment, or if we're just spilling tea. You know, I love Ndabas. So, hey, you know, if you got some Ndabas, you know where to find me. You know where to find Madiba's Radio. We can make your tea a whole podcast. And I love that. I love that indeed. But of course, same time, same place. This has been Science Package / The Law Show. Bye.
The best youth station in the Bay.